This looks like it would be showing the top of the laptop.
All right. Wow, wow. It's 29 already. Exactly. Shalom.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We get into the zone, guys. It's
woo. Good morning, everybody.
It's going to be a bomb today. Here we go. We are here. All right. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos, Avodos Kichavim, Bechukas Hagoyim, Prakim Zayin, Ches, and Tes. We are beginning with Perek Zayin that speaks about the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah and the prohibition, the Isur, of Hanah that we may not have, not only not from Avodah Zarah, but not from any of the accessories of Avodah Zarah, as we will see. Perek Shvi has 19 halachas. It's a moedetik of Perek. So let us start. Perek Shvi halacha al. Says Rambam, mitzvahs asay, there is a positive commandment to destroy the idols themselves and umisham she'a and their accessories and v'chol hanasa b'shvila, anything that is made for them. The Rambam quotes a pasuk in A where it says, Abed ta'abdun eskol hamakoymis, and as Chazal tell us that this pasuk is actually not speaking about the idol itself, but it's speaking about, right, the places. In other words, the kalim that are made to serve it. And another pasuk in Parshas Vos Hanan, where the Torah writes, Kim koi tasu lohem, mizbechoyseyam titzoytzu, you should completely destroy their altars, etc. Now, how far do we have to go to destroy it? So here we differentiate between Avodah Zarahs that are in the Holy Land or Avodah Zarahs that are in any other place. Ube Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah lirdoi v'achareo, you have to run after it. You have to go after it. Achenebat oisem kol arzeno, until we get rid of all of, like we mentioned, the Avodah Zarah, the Misham Sheha, b'chol anasa b'shvilo. Avol b'chutz la'aretz eino na mitzvah lirdoi v'achareo, we don't have to hunt after it. If we are in control over a location, then again, a parsha 3a. In other words, from there we learned that be'eretz Yisrael atem etzuva lirdoi v'achareyem. In other words, even in a place where we didn't yet conquer, before we conquered it, first go in there and destroy Avodah Zarah. But that type of going out, taking that level of initiative is only in the Holy Land. That is regarding the mitzvah Yaakov of destroying idols. Now we're going to speak about the what we call the Isur Hanah, Halacha Beis, Avodas Kichavim, and Umisham Sheo, and V'tikrei V'shelo. Tikrei V'shelo means anything that was offered as a korban for a Avodah Zarah. And V'chol Anasa B'shvila, says that Rambam Osur Bahano. We can't even have any type of benefit from it, as it says in Parshas Ekev, V'loisovi soy eva el beisecha. And V'chol Hanehena Be'echa Nikol Eilu, says Rambam Loikishtayim. Number one, it says, don't bring it into your house. No, that's Parshas Ekev. There's another Parshas in Parshas the A where it says, V'lo yidbak biyotcha mo'uma, not even any amount. Mashahu, kolshahu, there's no shir. V'nachedim. Okay, just good to remember that, because now that we know that Yechayv Malkus twice, even when the Rambam will at times only use the word loika, he doesn't have to repeat every time twice, but the isur of violating the isur ano is going to be getting twice Malkus. Of course, with Hasra and Edom, etc. Halacha Gimel. Behemo shehikrivu akul al avodes kichavim. If an animal was offered to an idol, says the Rambam, all of the idol, all of the animal is asur bahanah. What is all? It's a big chiddush, guys. Lahavdol, By Hegdish, even when an animal was consecrated, there are certain parts of the remains that are not called animal. Like, for example, the hide goes to the Kohen, right? Here, in the, look at what we mean by all of it. Even the excrement, you know, it remained in the animal's carcass. That is also Asar Bahana. The Atzmoisel and its bones, the Karnei and the horns, Utalfeo and the hooves, the Oida and its hide. In other words, everything means everything. Hakoil Asar Bahana. And therefore, now the Rambam gives you a practical application of the Isur of Hana, and none of it can be benefited from. If you find a hide in the market, but you notice on the hide a simen, which tells you, this was offered to an idol, for example, they would make a circular incision in the hide, Yaakov, opposite the heart and the outside of the animal. That was one of the ways of worshiping idols. And when the animal was alive, they would rip its heart out. So whenever you see a hide in the marketplace that has this circle, this opening, the fresh taste, so that's an indication that this hide came from an animal that was offered as a carbon to Avodah Zarah. So then the hide is also. How they call oisin ha'oidah shem kach, all of these hides are asunah b'hana, v'chein kol kayoitze v'zeh. Halacha dal. Now, ma ben avodah kichavim, that belongs to a non-Jew, to a idol, God forbid, that belongs to a Jew, there is a big difference. Says Rambam, avodah kichavim shel avod kichavim is asura bahano miyad. Shenemar, as it says, psilei Eloiheihem tisrafun ba'esh. From Chazal learned that Misha Pisoloi, from when these sculptures, these idols were fashioned, even prior for anyone worshiping them, it is already, from when the Goy took it as his Eloha, it's also an Asur Bahana. But Vishal Yisrael, even if the Yid, God forbid, made an idol with the intent of worshiping it, prior to the Yid actually worshiping it, it's not yet considered an idol. Chol Yisrael ena asura bahana achati yavid. This is based on a pasuk shenemar on Parshas Kiseitze or Kisavi, I think. The sum baseser, you know, you're hiding it, you're putting it in the hidden. So Chazal learned achay yaseh lo devarim shebaseser shem avidos. Now this you see how we really understand that the pnimius of the yid is so far removed from avodah zarah that even though b'chitzonius haratzon they designated it for idol worship, until you actually did a maisa of avoida, it's nothing. Now, that difference is only in the idol itself. We began this pedig by grouping together avoida zara, umisham she'a, v'tikrei v'shalom, says the Rambam, umisham she'a v'riz kichavim, any accessory to an idol, here there's no difference, whether it belongs to an avid kichavim, which means to a non-Jew, whether it belongs la'abdol to a yid, eino masurim ad she'ishtam shuvahem la'avriz kichavim. Because don't forget, Umisham Sheh is not the idol itself. So even if it belongs to a goy, if it wasn't actually used as an accessory, okay. If someone fashions an idol for someone else, even though he's Chayiv Malkis, why is that, guys? We already learned that in Pei Gimel. It says, can make it. But, Scharoi Muter, which is a bomb, the money you got paid, question is why? Why don't we say that the money is a benefit from the idol? Says the Rambam, b'afilu asol lo oivit kichavim. Now, you can answer, I'll tell you why. Because it's only an idol only once it's worshipped. The Rambam says, yeah, but this halach is true even if this was made for a goy. That means the moment the idol is ready, since it's the goy's idol, and he wants it for an idol, it's already considered a avodah zarah. Now, l'chayda, the question is, why isn't the money you got as exchange of this idol, why isn't that asur bahana? So the Rambam says, gevaldik. Even though the idol, right, afilas al yoham shiasur miyad, no, this, the money you got paid for it is not asur. It only, even by the goy, it only became asur when it's a final product. Umakosh, the final hammer blow that made it complete, which is from that point and on, it's asur bahana. That final makah bapatish is not worth a shava pruta. Or let me use the words that we are familiar from the Gemara: yesh schirus mitchila ba'atsoif. which means that if I'm hired to do something, I get paid $10, I get paid for this little action, a penny. For the next little action, another penny. That's how we look at it. Not, I get paid nothing until the Makom HaPatash, and the Makom HaPatash is mechayev all the money. Since yesh l'schidus mitchila ma'atsoiv, so therefore, the money that I'm getting paid until the last, less than a pruta, was for working for not an idol. So therefore, it's not considered an exchange of an idol. I'm getting paid for my work. Now, if a person buys scrap metal, and in the scrap metal, you also find little getchkalach idols. Now, what's the point? Here, you got a problem. You want to give it back. Question is, can you give it back? Can you get your money back? If you own it, if you own the idol, this is an idol belonging to a goy, selling it, you can't have enough from the money that you get from it. So did you own it? So the Rambam says like this. First of all, if you gave the money, but you didn't do Mashicha, when there is a transaction, Yaakov, remember these rules, between a Yid and a goy. What is Kaina by between a Jew and a goy? Mashicha. So if you didn't do Mashicha yet, you don't own it. Then give back that idol to the goy and get a discount. You're not selling it. There was never a sale. Furthermore, even if you made Mashicha, but you didn't give the money, what does that mean? You can argue, own it. No, you don't own it. It's called the Kinyan Betos. Had you known there's an idol, you never would have bought it. So if you, now, L'chayri, you should say that no matter what, but we'll see in a moment. So, but since over here, you never would have done it had you known, this falls into the rules of Mekach Tosu, and therefore what? You can give it back. Give back those little idols and get equivalent amount, get the discount. However, Nasan Ma'oisu Mashach, it's not only, right, you paid the money, gave the money to the goy, you already made Mashicha. By the way, when I said before that you Mashach L'Nasan Ma'ois, it's not that you get the money back, you discount the money. But now you want to get the money back, even though, guys, you were not coined, it Kinyan Batos doesn't change, but here it has the appearance. Because you're giving him the getchka and you're getting money back. So since it has the appearance of you selling an idol, the money that you received has to be completely destroyed. Because as we learned right now in the Spadik, the money, had you taka sold it, it would have been asur bahana. So you have to destroy the money. No, it looks like an exchange. The ger, two brothers, two siblings, one of them converted and their father was an idol worshiper. So Yachal Ager Loim Loivet Kichavim, it was prior to making the division of the state. So the Yid can tell his brother, you take the idols and I'll take money. It's not called an exchange. It's not called an exchange because we don't view it that everyone owned everything and each one is making a sale. They're just clarifying, right? Yesh Bereira, what each one got from the outset. Tolat Yayin HaSachvani Peiris. But if the items came into the possession of the Ger, here, even if it's not his, even if we're going to say chevre yesh bereira, even if he would have nothing to do, it looks like, that Adam is emphasizing, it looks like he's making an exchange because he's physically taking something that appears to be his, and he's giving it to his brother. His brother, in exchange, is giving him something else, and that's something that you may not do if indeed you would have owned it. Halacha vav.
What's the idea of Yama Melech?
Yama Melech is just an example of destroying something, making sure you can never have benefit. I think that Rambam is going to write that explicitly. That's the meaning. When something is asur bahana, doesn't mean dafka and yamamel. You can rub it out and throw it into the air. Halacha 6. Chevre tsurois, images. Shason evdi kechavim lunoi. Goyim made. What did we learn? We learned yesterday about which tsurois are allowed to be made, which tsurois are not allowed to be made, but that's not an idol. Mutarim bahana. But if there's an image that he made, laveris kechavim, especially since we just learned that if it belongs to a guy, even if he did not worship it yet, since it's designated for, it's us. So now we got an issue. When I see a tzura, what do I have to, what's the chazak? Was it made for beauty? Was it made for an idol? Okay, it's a kol tzura, and I'm saying about kfarim. Pashut the thing. People that live in villages are poorer. They're not into the art. It's a practical thing. If they have an image, avoid the tzura. First days, people in the city, oh, chashuva people, they have art. So let's go. If you find it in the village, then we say asur bahana because mepnei sheches kosam. It's not for sure, but it's a halachic presumption. Shalavedes kechavim im asurim. Haman soim ba medina. But if you find different images that you in a city, so then it also depends. It depends. You have to know the minig of the idolaters. If they were placed in the entrance of the city, and on top of that, in the statue, in this image, there is either there was a stick, or there was a bird. This is all images of, right? Sculptures of, or there was a globe, a kado, or there was a sword, or there was a crown, or there was a ring. All of these things are found connected to in on the idol. Then chaskos ishul averis kichav and vasabano. That's the presumption. But the imlav, since it's in a city, people are wealthier. People in the city are cultured people, so they have art. Then you can say bechaskos and lanoi, and now they're mutter. Halacha zayin. Now to make halacha zayin easy to understand, we're going to learn it with the girsa of the Kesef Mishnah, which is a very big difference. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't begin with Salmei, but he has the words elilim. Elilim avoydas kechavim. Elilim means images that you don't know whether it's an idol or not. So we're going to actually begin to get into the Sfeksfeka Sugya. Today's Pedic is mamash amazing. That's going to be Alocha Yud. But here we're beginning. You have a doubt. In other words, there's an image. You don't know what it is. And you find them. It belonged to a guy. And now you find it thrown out in the market. Oy betoich hagrutois. You find it cast in a bunch of different scrap metal. Here, Harezim Mutaris. Wapshat. Like, first of all, let me just give a quick intro. We're going to learn later in Pedik Ches the din of nullifying an idol. Now, if you know something is an idol belonging to a goy can be mevatel an idol, and it's found, thrown, that in itself is not a proof that he was mevatel. But since here you don't know to begin with whether it was an idol, it's not a tzalm, it's a lilin, and you find it in a very disrespectful way. You understand? So it's like a sfek sfeker. So there's enough leaning, either it never was an idol. If it was an idol, maybe he was mevatel it, so mutar. The ain tzarach lemet, if you find them broken. Now guys, we're going to learn later more about bittel in the next chapter. No, then for sure you say it was discarded and it's mutar. Aval, however, hamoitzi yad mitzuras koichav, if something is a piece of a idol, not a doubt, not a lilim, you know something was an idol. So there was a star that was worshipped. And you find a part of it, the hand of it. How does a star have a hand? Ich weiß nicht. But that's how they made it. Oy mazel, or a different constellation, or the leg, or any limb from mushloch, you find it thrown. In other words, even though you find a piece of it, it could be it was nullified. But no, since you know that it was an idol, could be bittul is not enough. Until you know that the Ovid Kichavim nullified it, Chevra Pedik Ches is going to be the Pedik. A guy, Yid cannot be Mavatal, an idol. Amazing. We'll explain why a goy could. So once you know it's an idol, you have to know he was Mavatal, then a Sophic is not enough. Halach Ches. Hamoitzi Kelim, if you find a article. And on them, on this article, there is an image of the sun or of the moon or of the drakein. Drakein is a serpent or a fish, some sort of image that the goyim used to design. So I guess, is it an idol or not? Again, these are sfeikas where you follow a chazaka. If the keli itself had value, that means the utensil is made out of silver or gold or big day shani, they would say it was silk, red garments, or if these images were carved out in a nose ring, in a ring, then we say that the presumption is, however, but if these image was done on any other keli of lesser value, mutarim, here again, because we can presume that it was made for artistic purposes, for art, lenoi, for beauty. And again, even though we learned yesterday, certain noi images, a yid is not allowed to make. If a goy made it, it has nothing to do with avodah zarah, and therefore it's not asur bahano. Chein shar hatsuris and amtsois al kol hakelim, other images that are already further away from the common practice than avodah zarah images, cheskasim lenoi, and therefore umutan. Halacha nine. Averes kechavim mishom shah, and b'chol atikrei b'shul, anything that was offered to it, oisrim b'chol shehein. There was no shear. The ketzar oyv kechavim shenis arba b'tsura shal noi. What happens if something is has no shear? It's not going to be bittul. So now we're going to go into bittul or to safek or svek sveka in the cases of bittul, as we'll see. Okay. So if you have an idol and it got mixed into other statues that looked the same, but those were not made for idol worship. They were made for artistic purposes. Even if one fell into many thousands, Yoylech Hakoyel Liyam HaMelech. Wow. Let's go back to it. This is the idol itself. This is the idol itself. We're going to see later. Okay. V'chein in Masad of Koy Shalom Yiskechom Lekam HaKoy says there was a cup. Guys, this cup is not the idol. This cup is used for an idol. It's called Misham Shel. Same thing. If it fell into many cups, Oy Chaticha Min HaBasad. Chaticha min abasa means tikroivus. That means it came from an animal that was offered for avodah zarah, and now it got mixed into other pieces of bitei. All look identical. Yoylech hakoy liyamamel. Another example of something that comes from a tikroivus shal avodah zarah. Oy lavuv that we just learned about today. So you have this hide, and there is this perfect circle, and you know from the hide this was the hide that was opposite the heart, and that means this came from an animal that was worshipped, and that got mixed with many other hides. Obviously, if you can identify it, obviously remove it. You can't identify it now. All of them is asur banah. A huge financial loss. That's the way it is. Ovar umachar avaris kichavim. What happens if you sold an idol, or if you sold anything that was an accessory to it, or if you sold something that was offered in a carbon? Harei adamim asur banah. This din goes to the money. Remember this. And the oisin b'chol shehim kavaris kichavim. The money also is asur b'chol shehu. As it says, "V'ha'yisa chedim kamoyu," which means "kol mashat the maybe avaris kechadim dechol meshom she," and also "and the tikrafto harehi kamoyu." Now, chevre yud halacha yud is about sfek sfek. Whoever learns smicha, this is amazing because we're going to have many different types of applications of sfek sfek. Every case you see has its own unique kiddush, but we're running through it. Let's go avaris kechadim or a ashedim. This we're beginning before. Let's begin with the suffix. Or an asheda, a tree that was planted for an idol that was burnt. You know what we say? We don't say now that it's burned, it's no longer. No. Ephra asur bahanah. Guys, they used to use ash for detergents. Remember? One of the detergents, how ironic, was ash. Can't use the ash. You don't say now that it's ash, it's not what it was. Similarly, a coal that belongs to an idol, the coal remains asur, but the flame is mutter. That's already why. That's not a whole sugya we have in Shabbos regarding carrying a flame. Like, there's no mamish, and how can you carry a flame? Oh, now, one second. Sofek averis kechavim is still awesome. But here we go. Chevra svek sveka mutar. Listen to the cases. Case number one. Chevra, hold your heads. Halt cup. Buckle your seatbelt. Koyishal averis kechavim. One cup of an idol. Shenafal ba'oitzah that fell into a storage house filled with cups. So we already said before, they are all asur. I, chevre, when you take one out, maybe that's not the one. Okay, but maybe it is. That's called a suffix. Now, what happens if peidish kreis echad min atarayis? One cup fell out. Now, guys, this cup is still not good. But now this one cup fell into. Chevre, listen to these words. What does that mean? It fell into two not avodah zarah cups, which means that now you have three cups. Normally, not by avodah zarah, this mixture itself will be matir, something that you take from it because of the rule normal of bitul beroy. That's key. Not fell into one other, it fell into two, not others. Now, when you remove one, now you can have them. How is that? Because what's the source? Two things. First of all, you're taking one out of the three. Maybe. Even, first of all, maybe the kois of avodah zarah did not fall into the other two. And even if it did, two of the three are not avodah zarah. A different application.
It's not nuance. Considered a davar shebeminyan?
No. Not by svek svek. Tabash al averis kichavim. Shenes arvo b'meya tabois. Every ring fell into 1,000 rings. So far, same thing, right? Now, listen to this, what the Rambam is right. Two of these rings fell into the Yamagadol. Guys, this is another thing. This is a scenario where right now, Einoi Ba'olam versus Yeshnei Ba'olam. He's not saying that you should have thrown into the Yamamela. I want to tell you like this, just to cut to the chase, that the two theoretically are not needed. One would have been enough. But since one falling into the Yamamela, it's a tabas, it's not something large, it's not discernible. So that's another chashash that we want to make sure that we know for sure something fell into the Yam HaMelech. That's why you need to have two. So it's the two, the number two is just because it being a ring. And clearly, if it would have been a larger article that you can clearly see where it is and where it's not, even if one. But now that it fell into the Yam HaGadol, and what happened now? Now you removed something from the original mixture. It was only one mixture here. Again, mutter. Why mutter? Because two things. What's the double svek sveka? First of all, what could be the one that fell into the Yam HaGadol? You know for sure it fell because two fell. Maybe that one was the ring of Avodah Zarah. Maybe. I know it's a small tree. And even if it didn't, but so what? But that which you removed from the mixture, maybe is not the ring. Now, the reason why you don't need to have another mixture is because the ring is Einoi Ba'olam versus the first case where Yeshnoi Ba'olam. Shani Yomer,
Rabbi,
you're
saying it's Einoi Ba'olam because you're assuming that the one that fell into the sea is the ring?
No, because not because we know that. Because since now something is Einoi Ba'olam, that allows us to use Svek Sveka even though there wasn't two groups of rings.
And in the case before where you have one with the two, you say you could take one out. What happens to the other two?
You take one at a time. That's the way you do it.
What's that
called? Right. Let's go back. Another case. Guys, this is like, I'm telling you, this is a bomb. This you have to spend a lot of time on, but let's read the cases to understand every case. Like, listen, a Avodah Zarah falls into 100. And this 100 now gets divided into two groups. But what's important, Chevra, is that it's not an equal division. That's another scenario. 60-40. Now, one of the 40, then it's Chalko, Arboim L'makam, Echam Shirim L'gavah. V'noflu Arboim Kulam. All of the 40 fell into another group. Not some of the 40. If it would have been some of the 40, then it would have sufficed to have some of the 60. That was the first case we learned in Allah Chiyud. Right? Some of it, one of it fell into two others. Here, all of the 40 fell into something else, kolamutarais. That other group, kolamutarais. One at a time. If you take one out, you question that one. Sha'ani yoimer, what's this case of svek svekam? Oisatabas or asura beroifi. Number one, the tabas remained in the 60. And number two, even if the one that was Avodah Zarah was in the 40, but this one might not be it. That's called the double suffix. And here it's yesh lebo oilam. And that's important. That's why you need to have another mixture. Now, however, if naflu ashishon latabay sacheres kolam asuris, if all of them fell in, because then there's only one suffix. No, it's based on the roiv that the shishim had in it, the tabash l'avodah zarah, you understand? But what happens if from the 60, not all of the 60 fell into another group. Some of the 60 fell into another group, then that group is also okay. That as long as the other group has two. Or more. Okay, let's go back. Halacha Yudal. For Hashem, now look, trees that are planted for Avodah Zarah. Bein Shoyse Nevedas, Bein Shoyse Avodas Kichon. Munachas Tachteh. Whether it was worshipped, all right, we'll see more details about this in the third chapter today, Pedek Tes. Whether you had an idol in its shade, underneath it, while it's there, also Leisha with Selkemas. You may not enjoy Havana from the shade, but you know what, guys? The shade of the tree proper, the trunk. However, look at this. You are allowed to sit in the shade of its sorigi, means branches, and its leaves. Nevertheless, if there's another way where you don't have to walk into any of its shade at all, and therefore you're going to go into the shade of the tree proper, okay? Run by it. Halacha yud beis. Efroichim shekinen uba. What happens if there's a nest that's in the Asheda tree? So it's benefiting from the tree. The tree is a basis to the nest. So it depends. If they don't need their mother, so even though they're there, the chicks are mutted. Look how far we extend. But chicks, little, when they're even little, they can't fly on their own, they can't walk on, they have to be in the nest, or even more, the eggs, you know, they need their mother, asurim. Because Shahadeho Asheda Kamoi Basis Lohem. Now, Chavit, just understand that this is a Darabanan, because we are afraid that if you'll have enough from them, you'll have enough from the buses. You'll have enough from the Asheda. However, what about the nest itself? The twigs, the nest itself. Where did the twigs come from? Do we presume it came from that tree or not? That's Mutter. That's the way of the world. Birds don't pick that tree to make the nest. Interesting psychology. Halacha Yud Gimel. Natal Amenu Eitzim. If you took from an Asheda tree wood, what did we say today, Chevre, in Halacha Yud, that even the ash of a burnt, so the Eitzim is idle wood. the heat generated from it is also problematic. And therefore, even if he's look, even post facto, you know what? You may not derive benefits from the heat. We have to wait for the oven to cool down. And then what happens if you bake the bread in it? Look how far this extends. Hapas asura bahano. Wow. More. What happens now if this bread got mixed into others? So here, Yoylich de Mei Oisapas Leyamamelech. At least here, you understand, since it's that far removed, it's not the idol, it's not the Nisham Shem. It's something that was created from the heat of a burnt. So at least you have to throw the value of one bread or whatever numbers of breads were made from that heat. And at least the rest you can keep. The rest of the money you can keep.
Did he say before that fire has been a Russia substitute?
No, it doesn't matter. The heat. The heat came from the wood. We learned this. The heat, yeah. The heat came from the wood. Halacha Yudalit. Even though the shalev is aimed by mamish, but since it's coming from the wood also, from the coal also.
So you can use it for light, but you can't use it for heat.
Doesn't say to use it for light.
That was the first.
Well, correct. The flame, you can use the, yeah, you can use it for light. I don't think so. I don't think that's correct. We've learned this, we have to remember, we learned this in the Gemara. If it's lit up, you're going to a city of Avodah Zarah and it's lit up at night, you had that case. Okay, halacha yudal. Not al mimeno karko. What happens if you took a little piece out of the shado? And now they used to have these machines, these mechanical machines that they used to weave garments with. Some parts were made out of wood. Again, it's very far removed. So what happens if from the ashedo word you took out this karko and you made it part of the loom, part of the machine, and now you weave the garment? The garment was also mano. Look how far. Now if this garment gets mixed in other garments, so it's like the bread now. That the value of the one garment has to be, you can't have enough from. But at least are mutarim. Now, can you plant vegetables under this asheda tree, even though it's benefiting in part from the shade that the tree is affording? So, even though during the summer you need to have the shade. And what did we learn? That the shade of the trunk itself is asur bana. But you know what? There's something else. It's called zeb zegoidim. The vegetable is not only coming from the shade. The vegetable is also coming from the ground. The ground is mutter. Both of them. And here's the rule, my friends. Then means even when it comes to the chomer avodah zarah. Another example. If a field was fertilized with zevel avodas kechavim, what did we say? That the perisha of the takrevis is also. So the manure is also. And you fertilize the field, the nutrients don't only come from the fertilizer, it also comes from the ground. It's called zevel zegoidim. Mutel Israya oisa. Another example of parasha pitna bekashin avodas kechavim. Right? It got fat because it also ate beans of avodah zarah. It didn't only eat kashin avodah zarah, it also ate kashin heter. And once its fatness is not only from, it came from two causes, zeva zegoidim is going to be mutter. Halacha tezvah. Basar yayin, oi peyda shechnisum lakrim aves kichav. Loi nesru bahano. Guys, remember this. Once, even though we said that if an idol belongs to a goy, even designating an idol to be worshipped already makes it anyway avodah zarah, that's only avodah zarah proper. But when it comes to tekroivis avodah zarah, it only becomes awesome when it was offered. Designation, like what we call a havdol hegdish, there is no hegdish to avodah zarah unless it's an idol proper. If you not only you designated it, it's already in the house of the idol, it's not going to be asur b'hanah. But the moment it was offered in front of it, boom, nasu tikrayvus. And therefore, even if you retracted, oh, I shouldn't have given that to the avodah zarah, and you take it back, gurnish ver tarei elo asurim lo oilam. Now, anything that you find in a temple, you don't know whether it was offered or not. Even water or salt, asur bahano min atoira. Because maybe it was offered. The hoichel nimel kol shul. What do you get? Like again, we said in the beginning of the Perek, it always means two times malchus. Okay,
it's
right.
Applies to the church.
Sure, the Rambam. We're going to see the Rambam holds clearly that Christianity is avodah zarah. We'll see in today's three parakim. If you find articles on the head of an idol, what do you want to know? You want to know two things. Was it offered to the idol? It's a doubt. Or someone stamped placed it there. So how would you know that there is chazakas? There are certain scenarios where you can presume halachic. If you found them placed there, derech bizoyin, then it was just placed there. If it would have been an offering for it, they wouldn't have placed it in a disgraceful way. The Rambam will explain what that means. What's bizoyin, what's covered. Ketzer. Matzak is tuloy b'tzavar. Imagine, that's called a bizoyin. If they would offer it to an idol, they would take a coin and they would place the coin on the head of the idol. That's the way they did it. So if you find it hanging from the neck, or ksus mikupeles, if the garment is folded and placed on the head, you would think folded is nice, the opposite. Whenever they would worship, give it to the idol, they would open up the garment. Ke'ilu, they're dressing it. Here, they didn't dress the idol. Fakert, it looks like the idol is to serve a placeholder. That's why it's derech bizoyin. It's okay. Or kli kafwe al rosh, or for keli, imagine a bucket, is turned upside down on the head of the idol. That I get, that's derech bizoyin. That's derech bizoyin. It's mamish, it's like using the idol as a mannequin. That's called bizoyin to the idol. Like who is serving whom? Harei lamutin. For the idol, but what happens? But if something that is used in godly service, something that's offered on the mizbech and the beis hamikdash to Hashem was found there. Anything that's used in avodas Hashem, for example, I don't know, flour, wine, oil, in a keli, no matter how it's placed, what did we learn in Halacha Tes above? If you find something in the base of it is kechavim, it's also here. Also, in other words, if you find the idol out there, it's not a house, it's not a temple. That is where you look. Derech bizoyin, derech kavim. But if the idol is in the place where people worship the idol, bein derech kavim, bein derech bizoyin, bein derech lemizbeach to God's altar, to Hashem's altar, bein derech lemizbeach, anything that's found inside, like we learned in Halacha Tes above. No, the presumption is it's found in the temple, but the goyim call a temple. Then even if it's only umayim or only melach, how do you know it was offered to an idol? You have to it has that chazak. Halach, right. Upo'oyer Markulis, however, when it comes to the idol of Po'oyer Markulis, since they are worshipped derech bizoyin, defecating on the Po'oyer, knocking down stones, the derech bizoyin. Then anything that found in it, because since the idol is worshipped derech bizoyin, so that person who hung coins on the neck, he knew it's a bizoyin. He dafke did it that way. All of these stones, as long as it's found, let's say, in proximity of a pile, looks like it came from the pile of stones, asur b'ano, because it was used in the avoy, the halacha yutzayin avodas kechavim. If a shrine, that's the word, if a temple of an idol had in that temple a merchatz or a gina, so can you have hanah from it? So it gets a little bit tricky here. So I guess, nehed and behem, you can have hanah as long, which means as long as you don't even have to give a tip to the people that are working there. None of your money will go to them. But if you have to give a toiva means not that they're charging money, but if you have to give any type of monetary, a tip, I'll call that, then you can't go in there. Now, if this is owned both by the church and by an individual, then you can give a tip. You can give a tip because don't forget, it's not even fully owned by the avodah zarah, but you may not give a salary. Why? That's sha'asur ligroim hana'a le avodah zarah. So a salary, it's interesting, these are fine lines, and we have to take time to have this sink in. So a tip, yeah, if there's partnership, but never a proper salary. Okay. Now, one second, what about the bath itself? If the bath, so the bath is not even Misham Shabbat Yizona. The bath is not even Misham Shabbat Yizona, it just belongs to that shrine. But you're not having Hana'a from the Gina in that temple. You're not having Hana'a from an Avodah Zarah. Since that gina or the bath is not an accessory to the idol, you're not getting hanah from a shamshi avodah zarah. It's all just about making sure the money you'll pay won't be direct salary. Right. Halacha Yudches. Merchatz. Okay. Merchatz Yesh Reveres Kichav, which was common. Today in LA, you go to a nail, I don't know, the people that go to the nail salons, whatever you call that, the mannequins, the pedicures. So you have over there a Budalach. But you have a Merchatz. It's not a temple, but in there, they placed an idol. Can you bathe in there? Yeah. Because it was not put in there to be worshipped. It was put in there, Linoi. Shenemar, as it says, Eloiheihem. From there we learn, because if it's placed in a place to be worshipped, in a temple, then it's a problem. He gives an example. In a bathhouse, people go on guard. They would place many temples in front of the urinals. But again, if you know this idol was worshipped by people urinating on it, then it was not placed Linoi. Then your presumption is it was placed to be worshipped. The final halacha, you test. Listen to this, the final exception. If you have a knife of an idol, right? What did we learn in the beginning of the Pedek? Again, anything that's a mishamshe avidazorah is asur ba'na. So I'm taking a knife that belongs and was used to idol worship. I can shecht an animal, or if I shechted an animal, it's mutter. Why? How much is the animal worth prior to shechita? Let's say today, $5,000. Even if the animal was kosher afterwards, the animal is worth less. Animal has less value because prior to you shechting it, we're speaking about a good animal. An animal that gets more value after shechita, you can't do it. Prior, the animal can be used to plow a field. It can be used to have children because you downgraded its value. But the im hoisa behem misukan is if the animal was an old animal and the only thing you can do is quickly chaparayin and shech. But that is uasudim, because you're misakin. The knife is Misham Shaveres Kichavim, and if you gave your animal now greater value, you can't have enough. The chain also lachtuch mebasan can't cut a piece of meat because you're masakin. But if a person took the knife of Avodah Zarah and they chopped up the meat in a way like the Yeshiva Baruch does, when he finished cutting up the meat, you ruined it. Mutter, let's move on with Perek Shmini. Today's a bomb, everything. Now we're going to learn in Perek Shmini about how do you make something into a Avodah Zarah. They're very important. But just because the guy bowed down to the mountain, why do you think the mountain becomes Asur Banah? Not so Pasha. Not the whole world would be Asur Banah. And the din, a little bit more about destroying Avodah Zarah, which is the mitzvah we learned in the last chapter. And the ikid of here, the other big part of this chapter, will be about being nullifying an Avodah Zarah. As we mentioned, a guy could, a yid cannot, but there's a concept of if it belongs to a guy, he can remove its status of an idol. Let's begin. Perek Shmini has 12 halachas. Freila halacha Allah says that I'm this is the key. Kol she'ein bo tfisas yad adam. Anything that was not manipulated by man. Not manipulated by man. And it was not made by man. We're going to see cases where it's either one or the other. It's not enough. It's both. Even though it was worshipped. Thank God. Not muter ba'no. No, muter. Muter ba'no. Let's break this down. Guys, the goyim used to worship everything. But they worship the sun. But it can't have enough from the sun. That sun is a great example. It was not made by man. Everything is made by God, but there's no involvement of man. And even after it was made, there was no tfusas yad adam. We'll see what that means. Because once man manipulated a little bit, like if on a mountain, if they dug a hole, that's called tfusas yad adam. That's why we needed a Navi to establish that the Har HaBayis was never worshipped by the Canaan prior. The Gemara says that. Because had they done something to the mountain as they did to other mountains, then it would have been Asur Banah, Gavalt. Until they are mevatel it. Huh?
Eloheihem al haharim, velo haharim Eloheihem.
Shkoyach, very good, Yaakov, we still remember this. Lefikach, oiv dekachavim oiv lesaharim, es agavoyz, es oyulanas anutoyim mitchlos lepedas. Was if a tree was planted, lechatchil l'shem avay dezara, right? So even though it's nasis by God, but this tfisas yad adam, because the guy planted it. That's why an asher is awesome. If a tree was not planted for idol, and the guy didn't touch it, he just worshipped it. Or the mayonis, you have spring waters. Hanoivim l'rabim, ve'es ha-behema. Harei, even an animal, guys. But we'll see again, until they touched it. Until this tfisas yad adam. Then harei elu mutar mana. Mamish. Umutar le'echol oisim ha-pedas. Goyim can be bowing down to the tree, and I can eat the fruits. The makam gidilasim, as long as I'm taking it off its place, because the moment they removed it, understand, and then they're selling it, that's not good. or I can have anah from that animal. The ein tzarach leimed, an animal, it was designated for idol worship. What did we learn in the last chapter? The idol proper designation makes it awesome. You have to actually use it. Here, the animal, even if they would have worshipped it, if they wouldn't have touched the animal, just bowed down to it, it would have remained mutter. Mutter ba'achila. Ben sheiksula of the ben sheiksula akriva, all of it is mutter. Okay.
Is this the
eye just a movement? We'll see. Rambam will say it's something. We'll see. Well, it's a certain mice. Rambam will give very good examples. Here you go, Rabbi Chen. Something physical was not done to it. Even only kol shehu, asara. For example, the guy cut. He's giving just an example. Not in a way that the animal will die. The animal will live. But that cut, like when you cut one of the two pipes, the animal can still live. Then the animal is also bano. Or, if asa'a chalipin la'averis kechav, if there is already an idol, and this is exchanged for the idol, wow, that was the sugya. Where the Torah says, v'hayisa chedam kamayu. So the Hayisa Chazal say, Kol Sha'ata Mahaya Mimenu, anything that comes as an exchange of it becomes a chedim, even though it was not manipulated. Even Khalife Khalifen. That if you manipulated it, you made it into an idol now because you worshipped it and you did something to it if it belonged to you. If someone even slaughtered an animal of a schaver. To an avodah zara. Now here it's mamash atakreves avodah zara. Oy hechlif, or he exchanged it, right? Here loy nesra because of a klal she'ein adam oyser davar she'ein shaloi. Now let's go weiter. Hamishtach v'lekarko elam. Same example. A guy bowed down to the floor, to the ground. Loy asara. Why? Because of the two things. It was not nasa bidei adam, and there's no tfisa siyad adam. But what happens if he dug something in it? That's called, my friends, tfisas yad adam. Like I told you, the Gemara says, no, that if they would have dug on a hill, anywhere in the hill, one cavity, and then they bow down to it, then the whole hill is awesome.
You say it to the shirim, how big? And
doesn't say over here.
Do you say that a person who works, who's mamshavah, is an idol worshiper, the work that he does is exchanging for money?
No. Let's go back. It's complicated. So some of that we already had on the previous paydik, and we'll have other examples that we'll touch on. Let's go halacha base. Mayim shakar and hagal, water. Water is detached naturally. So it's not called tfisas yad adam. The wind blew up, and they bow down to it in the air. Layasonim. But if the wave was detached by man's effort, it's another example. But if natalim biyadai, and as the water is detached through human effort, now they bow down to that wave, then
if he puts that back into the water,
then you have a problem, as you learned in the previous chapter. It's not batal oilam. You got a big problem. Let's go. If a stone naturally detached itself from the mountain, here there was an earthquake, and they bow down to the stone, even though the stone is detached, but it was not detached by human effort, then no problem. But what is the Rambam implying? But if they detach the stone and they bow down to it, then it does become us. Allah Yim. Now here we go for it. Yisrael Shazak of Levena, the Yid, God forbid, he erected a Levena brick in order for it to be worshipped. He did not worship it yet. Comes along and he bows down to it. Now, what did we learn before? Ain Adam Isudavar Sha'ina Shaloi. When the Yid picked it up to bow it down, first of all, we learned that a yid cannot, just designation is not enough. But here we combine them together. Here we say, like the Gemara says, that since the yid was megala das, right? And the gilui das was through an action of lifting up the stone, all of that together will make that asur. Asur abana. And the key is, even though the Gemara speaks about that he was megala das, but the Rambam emphasizes, it's not stam a gilui das, it was a gilui das al yidei mais. That's the way that Rebbe learned pshat in the Rambam. Shez kifasa mais. Similarly, if he stood up an egg, Now, I try to stand up an egg. I don't know how you do that. Maybe mind the chef. I don't know. Maybe he put it on stands. He put an egg in a position. And then the goy came and bowed down to it. Then it's awesome.
The goy didn't come down to it. It's not
awesome. Many things. First of all, not because designation by a Jew doesn't make it awesome. That's why the Yid did it. On the other hand, ain adam oisadavar she'ein shaloi. But since here the Yid was megalo das that he wants us to be worshipped, so now the goy's worship makes it into an avodah. Chatach talas, if you cut a gourd and or anything, a similar vegetable, and you bow down to it. Again, it's a vegetable, but you cut it out of the ground. That's called tfisas yadonim. So that was sort of. But another, what happens if someone bowed down to half of the gourd? So you know, the din is, the other half is also awesome. Why? Because that's the whole mesechtas yadois, which is complicated. We view the unworshipped half as a handle to the worship tab. So a yad, the handle to an idol, is also awesome. Hare awesome misafik. Shema, even though it's not for sure whether we use yadois on half of the same vegetable, but that's enough to answer it. Shema zachatzi kama yad lachatzi anevot. Ilan shenotoyim et chilushi anevot. Ah, if a tree was planted to be worshipped, hasamanon. You can't say it's natural and there's no tfisas yad adam. That's the whole din of an asheda. Zuhay asheda amur abatayim. Now, what happens if you have a tree that was already planted, not from the Shem Avodah, but this person, this idol worshiper, Vigidoy, he pruned it, or Upasoli, he carved something into it, and that was done with Shem Avodah Kechavim. Even if he vriach veikar begufish alil and right sisarigim, even if he put a new piece of, he put it into the ground, a branch, he grafted it, and this new piece has now new branches. So whatever is new, tak is usher. It's like the Asheda. But as long as you remove those branches, and they are also, and the rest of the tree remains mutter. How interesting. So when you manipulate an animal a little bit, shacha, the whole animal becomes also. Here, you grafted the tree. No. Here we say that the new piece is also, but the original tree remains mutter. Someone bows down to a tree. Because the tree was not made by you, it wasn't planted l'shem. There's no tfisas yad adam. But kol asirigim v'ha'olam halulavim v'aperes sheyetzim kol zman shu nevet. While it's being worshipped, anything new that comes out, whether it is branch, whether it is fruits, they are aser b'ano. Wow. Okay. Ilan shoyev dekachav m'sham espedos. If goyim were guarding a tree and they were saying that this tree is designated, these fruits are going to be used to make beer l'shem lebeis averes dekachav m'pleini. And not only do they say that, but indeed, so again, chazakas, we presume that this tree was planted l'shem avodah zarah. That's why they use the fruits to make beer to be consumed on their Sundays, because that's the chuk of an asheda, that its produce should only be used connected to their religious holidays. If an idol was placed under a tree, as long as the idol is under the tree is also Rabbana. Not because we presume it's an Asheira, but that's the din. But in the Ptolemy Tachtov, Harezemutin, Mepresha Ein Ha'ilan Atzma Yuha Nevel. Okay, right there. Bias, Shebanoi, Oivet Kechavim Mitchila, Sheyehe Bias Atzma Nevel. If a house was built, Chais, to be worshipped, the house was built to be worshipped. Chena Meshachol Bais Banoi. Even if the house was not built to be worshipped, but they bow down to a house. What's the problem? Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara says that since some, even though a house came, now is attached, now it's karka, since it was detached, we give it the status of something detached. How did all of the materials are tfisas yad adam? Even though now it's kemuchuber lakarka. If the house was already built, and you plastered, you embellished it for an idol, you made it into something nice and new. So the din is, like we learned before, by the Asheda tree, by the tree that was not L'shem Asheda, but the Hivrech Hirkit, all you need to do is, and the rest of the house remains mut. What happens if you bring an idol into a house? As long as the idol is there, it's like the idol under the tree, then the house is asur bana. The house is asur bana. The moment you remove the idol, the house is mutar bana. Let's watch it. V'chein evan shechatzava mitchila la'avda. If a stone was hewed out of the mountain to be worshipped, that's called tfisas yad adam. And even though it wasn't worshipped, if it's a goy owns it, so then asur bana. It was already cut out of the mountain. When it was cut out of the mountain, my friends, it was not Dol Hashem HaMedes Kichav. All the idol worshiper is doing is Vitzir HaVikira. He's adorning it. He's embellishing it. Shetei Avei, with intention that it should be worshipped, even if he did something in the stone itself, which is even worse, like Hakika. And certainly less problematic. He added something in addition to, something on top of it. Again, all you need to do is you have to remove that addition, or you have to remove the area of the stone that has something carved in it, and the rest is okay. Stone upon which an idol is placed, that stone is only usen while the idol is on it. The moment you remove the idol, the even is mutin. Now, me show you basically, you have a house, you live adjacent to a church, and you share a common wall. First case, Shuki, is where the wall is fully on the property of, on the Avodah Zarah property, fully on the Avodah Zarah property, but it's your wall, and now the wall collapsed, you may not rebuild it. Why may you not rebuild it? Because even though you need that wall, but you're building a wall on the property of, for the idol worship, for the Beis Avodah Zarah, for the church. So what should you do? You need a wall. Build the wall on your own property. But you know, now we are afraid of something technical. They were used to using the common wall, right? There's no area of ground in between. So if I'm going to go build a wall on my property, what's my chashash? They will use that wall for their house. They're going to get benefit from my wall. So make sure that you put stuff that disallows for them and will force them to build their own wall. So you're going from Union Street to President Street. You understand? No more ghettos over here. Koines l'toich shalo yobayna. And the space now, now, what happens if the wall remains? You have a wall that was built on both properties. And part of the wall is yours, part of the wall is theirs, and the wall collapses. Guys, you know when we say this, we learned this in the previous chapter. Your half is mutter if you can discern your stones. Because the stones of the church, we learned before, it's problematic. But if you can, you know, these were mine, then you can have anah. My guys, the girsa, for the girsa to work, you have to take out the next words, hakolos abanah, take them out. The stones that are shalaveris kechavim, and the Rambam now clarifies, the half of the wall, both the avanah, whether there were stones, whether it's wood, and the afad, all of it is hasar abanah. Let's go right. Allah avav, ketzem abanah kechavim. When we learned in the previous chapter, you have to destroy it. That's the mitzvah. That was a paid exile. How do you destroy it? Here's for you, Shuki. It doesn't only, you can either grind it up and scatter the remains in the air or burn it. And since we learned that the ashes also, so burning it is not enough. Like by Pesach. After you burn it, you have to throw the ashes into the Yam HaMelech. Wow. Halacha Zayin. Like we began this chapter, like mountains or animals or trees. But if they added anything to it, right? They adorned it. They were metzap. They covered it. The tzipoy is asur b'hana, obviously, because the tzipoy is tfisas yad adam. Understand? They covered a mountain. They put gold on the tip. That is asur. You know, we don't say 1 second. The golden, the gold is now mechuber. No. That becomes us. Misham Sheho, with all of the chumras that we learned in the previous chapter. Now we're learning about Bittul. This is very important. If Yidden don't own it, that's the Iker. Yidden cannot be mevatel an idol. I'll tell you right now the Hasidisha logic. You can only be mevatel something if you really gave it credence to begin with. You gave it credence, and you are now reverting that. A Yid, Bepnimius, never gave it credence. Even though if he worshipped it, he makes it into an idol. But since it was, he never gave it that much chashivos, so his 180 turn is not a real 180 turn. So ironically, he cannot even be mevatel. So if it belongs to a goy, that is, and the goy was mevatel, we'll see later how. In halacha yud, we're going to learn how. But if he nullified it, then it's mutar b'ana. Shenamar, as it says, psile aleihem tisrefun be'ech, which means that only if, when it came into our hands, they were still considering it their god, that is where you have to destroy it. But if prior to us possessing it, They already were mevatelit. Harei lo mutarim. Halacha 9. Avodas gechavim shel Yisrael. Masha inkin, if it belongs to a yid, eina b'teila l'olam. You have to destroy it. You understand? Like we learned in halacha vav, like gurnish, you're going to burn it and throw the ashes into the sea. But you can't be mevatelit. Now, furthermore, even if you and the guy had partnerships, ain't bitulim oil klum. Elo asura bahano l'olam, and therefore utuuna ginizo. That is now in the hands of a yid. Since now it belongs to a Jew, the bitul of the guy won't work anymore. Because now it belongs to a yid cannot be mevatelet. We don't say since the guy made it into our avodah zarah, let the guy be mevatelet. The yid wants him to be mevatelet. No, now it owns. If it belongs to the yid, there's no more bitul. The ein yisrael mevatel is gechavim, even if his idol is in the reshus of the avodah gechavim. Another din. If the goy is a minor or the goy is mentally not competent, they also cannot be mevatel of eretz kechavim. It has to be coming from a person that in their pnimius they were once machshavit as a deity, and now they are nullifying it through doing a certain deed, as we'll see in halacha yud. If a goy was nullified an idol, whether it is whether it belongs to someone else, but ba'al karchoi, but he was forced to nullify it, do we say that his bittel is a bittel even if a yid forced him to nullify it? Yes. That's like Avraham Avinu forcing the people to bench, because also from on some level the guy also doesn't want to be
aoyver avodah zarah. So if you buy a church, money's nullifying it.
Oh, we're asking David's questions. Let's say Bachi Anochni Mavatl Oivet Kechavim, as long as the guy is being Mavatl. Avamisha Eino Evras Kechavim, as long as a idol worshiper guy is Mavatl. No, it was the same thing that we said as a standard for Yidden, that Yidden the Pnimius are not Shaykh to avodah zarah. If a goy is not a religious goy, he's not an idol worshiper, he also cannot be mevatelet. In other words, lahavdol, he'll be similar to a yid. Makes a lot of, in other words, if you don't really believe in that, you can't be mevatelet. Hamevatel is kechavim. If there was an idol that had certain accessories, once that idol became nullified, automatically bitul mishamshel. Dafke in that direction, and not in the opposite direction, but bitul mishamshel, mishamshel mutarim biyasur vano. But something that was once used in a carving to an idol that can never be nullified, guys, not even by a goy. It's amazing. The avodah zarah itself, you can nullify. Like we learned in there already before, that if they change their minds, once it was offered, it's usher forever. Now, how do you do bittul? Halacha yud, ketan mevatlam. Here we go. Cut off the tip of the nose, cut off the tip of the ear, cut off the tip of a finger, or pechasa bifanel, flatten out its face. In other words, you're doing an action that shows tremendous disrespect. Even if you flattened out the face without cutting anything off, or you sold it to a tzayid of Yisrael, he sold it to a smelter. The act of selling it to someone who will melt it down is an expression of, I have no more reverence to it. However, if he only gave it to a yid as a mashkan for a loan, or if he sold it to another, or even if he sold it to a yid who's not a smelter, doesn't melt metals down, or if a house collapsed on it and he didn't make an effort to go find it. You can argue, the fact that he didn't make an effort to find it means he's mabatulit. No, it's not enough. Or ginavua list them and he didn't make an effort to go get it. Or even if he spit on it. See, there's certain things that we view that action as anger and not bitul. He was angry at the idol. So he spit on his face, or he urinated in front of it, or he dragged it, or he's run an excrement. In these final cases, that's because he's angry. But that's not because he's being nullifying it. People abandon an idol. Is the act of a abandonment means, so it depends. If they abandon it during a time of peace, they were not on the run for their lives, then abandonment is ein lecha act of bittul more than that. That's why people, I feel abandoned. Because you were buttled. Muteres bahano sharei bitlua. But if Goyim ran away during a war and they just left their idol over there, asura, mepnei shaloi nichua, because it was a time of war. Avoides kichavim shenishmero me'eleh, if an idol broke by itself, that's what we learned before, that just because it broke, doesn't mean it was batal. Could be if it was not broken l'shem with the intent of being mevatelit, then the pieces are also asur. Shivra asur mano atche yivatlua. Lafika chamaitzi shivra yavaris kecham. If you find pieces of an idol, aneu asur mano. was that was the way you when we in the previous chapter when we read the gears of the Kesef Mishnah. Elilim. Elilim means if you know it was an idol, just because it's broken now is not enough. Maybe it broke by itself. Now, what happens if the idol is an idol that comes apart into pieces? So I guess if even a commoner can bring them back together, so we view every piece as a separate piece. And if you want to be mevatel, if you have to be mevatel every single piece, but if it's an idol that's made out of pieces, but you have to have an expert to bring it back together, even if only one part was broken, l'shem bitul, the whole thing was batel. Keep it shabatul echad levarah, batel kol hashvarim. Find halacha yud beis. Tzvika is schwitzing over here. I'm schwitzing over here. Mizbeach, this is the second chapter. Mizbeach, mizbeach averes kichavim. A altar of for averes kichavim. If there's a little blemish on it, so a mizbeach, just to know, was made out of many little shtendalach. If it had a pegam, what would you do? So just to know that until the majority of the mizbeach gets blemished, normally you would fix it. So if it was nivgam, you have to have someone purposefully, l'shem bitul, not only breaking another part, taking down its majority, but if there's a bimus and nivgam, a bimus is one stone, one piece of wood, one article that's used as a platform for, if it's blemished, it's mutter, because normally they would replace it. Oh, how do you mevatel avnei markulis? Because what are you going to do to it? You're going to be, it's used to, so kibun shebana mehem binyan, just disregarding it. The whole service is disrespectful. So you have to build it into a building. You have to use it as cobblestones. That's mamish, disrespecting it. Then you're mevatel it. How are you mevatel an asheda? So here, all you need to do is they were mechabed these trees. Remove something from it. When kiras samimenu ala, when you pull off a leaf, the shame, you know, it's the goal is I don't have reverence, and I'm doing an action of I'm pulling off a leaf, or you zayded the menu yoyrik, or not the menu makel, or you shot of it, or you removed anything from it, you made a staff out of it, or if you planed it, but not to beautify the tree, it didn't need to be trimmed. You did an action that minimized, that took away from the tree, was shame, disrespect. In other words, actions that express a lack of reverence. But it's not just the feeling of a lack of reverence. You need to have a miser. All by the goy. Only a goy can be a butler. But if you pruned it because the tree needed pruning, he asura v'shofel mutarim. He asura v'shofel mutarim. Gavaldi, because the shofel, these pieces were never worshipped. The tree was worshipped. Like we said before, Yid can have been in the battle. Because the Yid to begin with is deeply not machshavet. The final chapter, the ninth chapter. Here we're going to learn really the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, how we are not allowed to do business transactions or other interactions with goyim, either on the day of the holiday or sometimes even 3 days prior, L'yoyim 8 a.m., either because they're going to do a good deal, they're going to be happy, they're going to thank their getchke, listen, evilly sit in Echshul, right? And the other reason we had in the Gemara is because if they're going to have monetary benefit prior to the holiday, they're going to spend that money for their Avodah Zarah. Perek Shi, 8 that we have over here, Gevalt 18 halachas, wow. Halacha Aleph. Shloisha Yomim Lifnei Chagom, even 3 days prior to the holiday, to our religious holiday of idol worshippers, also Likach Mehem, you may not buy from them, you may not sell to them anything that is Dover HaMaskayim, right? Any durable item, Lil Vois Mehem, Ula Hal Voisam, whether to lend to them or to borrow from them, Lipada Mehem V'Lefrei Lahem, to get payment from them. Now you can say getting payment from them takes away their money. No, it's not. Healthy people, when they pay back a loan, they have hana'a that I managed to pay off a loan. And if it's so close to the holiday, he's going to thank his getchke that I was able to pay back the loan. But that's all about documented or loans that you have a collateral. So if you don't take payment from them now, right now, you'll get payment. But if there is a loan that you lent to the goy, but it's not documented and they want to pay you back even 3 days prior to the holiday, take the money. Because who says they'll pay you later? Now, you can sell to them articles that are not miskayim, things that won't, not durables, like vegetables or cooked food, has a very short life, shelf life, but that's not under holiday. That's only prior to the holiday. Remember, the Isur of even 3 days prior, that's only in the Holy Land, Eretz Yisrael, but in other countries. We're going to speak about Sunday in a moment. The Rambam will speak about it. If someone did do these transactions 3 days prior, unlike today's two Turakim, idol asr bano, b'shamshay asr bano, exchange of an idol. Here it's not exchange of an idol. You shouldn't have done it, but muter bano. However, hanoisav and noisav liyem chagam imoyim, here adeis asr bano. Wow, halacha base. For asr l'shloich den menachir yem eved. On this holiday, you can't send them a gift. Unless you know that this individual is not an idol worshiper. If he sends you a gift on the day of his holiday, don't receive it. But if you are afraid of creating animosity, now if everyone points out, you know what the Gemara says? Receive it and make it appear as if b'shoigeg it got lost. The Rambam for some reason doesn't give that option. The Rambam says if there's eva, then leitlebefanov, take it. The ain't in the henabay. But don't have any benefit from it. Hoya Edom of these goyim many days. So 3 days prior. So how long can you not do business? All of the days of the holiday is called the day of the holiday. And then in addition, 3 days prior in Eretz Yisrael. Shloisha, for example, if they have a holiday 3 days, they have a holiday of 4 days, they have a holiday of 10 days. Kol oison hayomim kiyoim echad hein. V'kula masurim im shloisha yomim lefneim. If you are in the Holy Land. Chevra halacha dalet. This is very important. I know the censor wrote the words edoimim. The Rambam wrote the words noitzrim. Here we have Shitas Rabbeinu of the Rambam. Noitzrim, Christians, oivdei kechavimim. And v'yoyim rishin hu yoyim edom. Who argues with the Rambam? We learned this in the beginning of Avodah Zarah Tosfos. He holds in France that the goyim in France then were minhag habesheinu v'yodeinu. In other words, they were just, they were not really believers in Yashka. They were just following their traditions. We go with that. But the Rambam says, no, that they are considered goyim. And therefore, Sunday is a goyish holiday. That's why cheder should never be closed on Sunday. In the Holy Land, you can't do business with Christians 3 days prior. Chamishi, Shishi, Shabbachol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He's not saying Shabbos because Shabbos because of the Shabbos, he can't do business with them. The ain't sort of chlemi yamirish and atzma yishu asa b'chol mokoyim. Chay no hagin imam b'chol leideyem. Now, would the Rambam say this today in the Western world? Probably not. Because again, it depends. The Rambam himself will write later that if you know they're not religious, but if they're religious, you got a problem. Halacha, hey. Yoyim shem is chansim v'yivir is gichav lam alam melech. The day that they gather to appoint a new king. And during that day, they do special worship to idols. That's considered a holiday, even though it's not a yearly fixed holiday. That in Israel, 3 days prior, out of Israel, on the day proper, you cannot have any business engagements with them. Aval, or gifts, etc. Aval, but if it's his private holiday, and on his private holiday, he's being moided to his star, he's praising his star, which is either on his birthday, or on the day that he cuts his beard, or he cuts his hair, or on the day that he came back from the sea, or on the day that he was taken out of jail, or on the day that he's making a party for a son. And only for that person. Anytime that goyim have a minute to mark what we call a yard site. So if they have a family member that passed away and they every year on that day, they make it into a chag. So if that goy is an idol worshiper on that day, to do any, as we mentioned, all of the dinam and halacha al. Anytime there is a death that is marked by burning the articles of that person and offering incense, the yadua, that practice is connected to idol worship. Now here he writes, this is going to be like Tosfos says. You know, it's people that you know are religious. The Rambam gives a blanket statement that noitzim are religious. But people, right, that in America, they celebrate kratzmach. They're semechem boy, the oichlem, the shoysim, and umisham gam oisim et pnei minig. Or because of kavod hamelech, but if they are not moide in it, then hareilam otarim lasis lasim, and then you can do business with them. Halacha bof. Vanim sheheim yuchadim lemin memin avaris kichadim shubayisim akim. Any article which is distinguished because this is used in this location to idol worship, that article also limkale lo oivdei oisim avaris kichadim. You cannot sell it to idol worshippers shubayisim akim lo oilam. But things that are not unique I'll give you, and that Rambam gives a mashal. Levoina Zaka. Levoina Zaka, which is used on the Beis HaMikdash, which is probably why they use it for idol worship, pure frankincense, they used to use in idol worship. You're not allowed to sell to an idol worshiper, Levoina Zaka. You can sell to them, even though he might be selling him bread, maybe he's going to offer his bread to an idol. That's not your cheshbon, because it's not only used for idol worship. Now, the impedish, but if the guy tells you, I am buying it, even the loaf of bread, the little shtickle salt, aser limkerloi, ela imkain, only if you do something to it, which will not allow him to use it to his idol worship, according to their laws. Like if you have an animal that you're selling to him, make it blemished, because they are not makrif chasal averes kechav. Halacha zayin. You have levoina zaka, you have pure frankincense, and you have not pure frankincense, and you mix it all together, you can sell it to him. Even articles that he, with effort, could separate, that you're not choishish. Ein choishin shema yilaket hazaka levada levoina zaka. We're not speaking about liquid, we're speaking about granules. Once it's mixed together, you're good. Halacha 8. K'shem she'ein moichlin levoina zaka levada mechzika meidem yedem levoina zaka. Similarly, you may not sell to a guy something that could harm people. You're not allowed to sell guns to Eved Kechavim. Clear. You can't sell dubim. You cannot sell aroyos. No, it's wild animals. Bears, lions, clay Zion weapons. Uchavala mishal shalois. All different types of chains that were used to put prisoners in. You may not sell it to idol worshippers. You can't sharpen their weapons. You can't even sell it to Jews that we suspect are wholesaling also to idol worshippers. Right. Listen, if Yid, you know Yid is a bandit, you can't sell the bandit his gun. If we are living in Golos and we have an understanding, we're living in peace with our neighbors like Yidden in America, you are allowed to sell to the U.S. government, even going with Tanambam, even I'm saying it's not a religious country, but Brazil, religious country, you can sell to the Brazilian army weapons. Why? Because if there's going to be a war, who are they protecting? All of its citizens, since they're living in peace and they're protecting the Yiddish populace, so that's okay. They are protecting us as well. Listen to this. If a city has in it an idol, you can walk around it, you can't walk through it. Wow. If the idol was placed outside of it, walk through it. Look how far we walk away. Let's go by there. If you're going from place to place, you can't walk through a city that has an idol. Even though, if the only way to get to your destination is walking through the city, and they placed an idol there because that's part of it, everyone is like giving cover to the city that has an idol. If there was an option to walk, if there's another highway to get to your destination, ironically, then you are allowed to walk through the city. The Nikra, if it happened that you're going through this way, that's fine, because since you're not forced to walk through the city, it's not being mechabed that much the idol. Halacha Yudal. They would regularly build a dome-like structure under which they would place an idol. So if they're building a house, even in their houses, you're building a dome, you're not allowed to build a dome part. But if you build it, scharei mutar. Why, guys? What did we learn? An idol is also only by designation. Misham she'avoy dezara. What's the dome? Misham she'avoy dezara only becomes asur b'hana achiyavt until it's used. You're only building it. It wasn't used yet, so then you can have a no if you did it. Avol b'inu lechatchila satarak l'mesachatzer she'esh bo'y sakipa. But if you're building a larger building, as long as you're not building the dome itself, you can build everything up until the dome. Halacha yudbeis. Ir she'esh bo'y averes kechavim. If a city, there's an idol in the city, and b'hoya b'chanuyais, and in the city you have certain shops that are me'utarais. It's adorned with roses, with myrtles, with fruits, and other stores that are not adorned. That's a sign, says the Rambam, that the storekeepers that have adornments on their stores, again, the concept of the idol in the city, everything in the city could have been connected to Avodah Zarah. So ha-me'utareis asur li'hareis bohem. Don't have an offer from the store. Don't patronize the store. Don't buy anything from that store. Don't go into the store. The Pnei Sheikh has kasan that the reason why they adorn their store, Shabaglal Averis Kechavim this Atru. And the other store, Sheedim Otaris Mutaris Banam. Even though we spoke before about not going into the city to begin with, but if you went into the city, by derech mikra, then you can have from those stores. Chanuya is always gichavim. Stores, right, that are owned by let's say by the church, asur l'sachran mepnei shemahan averes gichavim. You're benefiting the false deity. Now the other way around, just to know if I own something, can I rent it to them? There's many halachas. If I cannot rent my property if they're going to gather in their l'shem avodazara. But if they're doing any other activity other than religious activity, as long as I'm charging and I'm getting good rent, in other words, they're not benefiting because I gave them a discount. That's already much less problematic. There might be a maras ayin involved. Let's go back. Aloch yud gimel. Hamoicher bais al eriski chavim. If a person sells his house for idol worship, domov asurim bahano v'yerlichem liyam ha-melech. Abol oivetik chavim she'ansur Yisrael, and they stole your house, and then they put an idol in it, but they stole it in a way that they forced the sale, then damav mutarim. No, since you couldn't have prevented it, then you can benefit from their money. The koisev omayla bar koish olahem, going and registering anything in their judicial system, when it's a religious judicial system, you have to do that because if you're not going to record certain things, then they're going to claim that it was never yours to begin. Chalilam shalevi kechavim, flutes that belong to idols, right? You can't use them to make a eulogy. You are allowed to attend a market that is, put together by idol worshippers, and you can buy over there behemoth of Adam Shvakris, Bigo Yusan, and you can buy from over there houses and fields and karamim, and you are allowed to record everything in their arkois. If the sale doesn't directly get taxed to idols or to the church, the rule then is that a balabayas that sold over there in the markets, he did not have to pay a tax to the idol. But if you are buying from the merchants, not from a balabas, you have to know the way the world worked then. They, in those markets, a market of a Christian market, the merchants paid a tax to the church. What happens if Ovid and you bought it from the Tagor, which you shouldn't have done? Now, you gave the money. You're not taking money from Avodah Zarah. You're giving them Hana. You're going to get penalized. If you bought an animal, you have to mutilate your animal. Now there's an isur. You're not allowed to make an animal treif. Not in a way that it makes a treif. You have to learn hilchas. We learned this in chulin. So under the final joint. Yeah, you can't. We're going to get penalized. You won't be able to have an offer from it. Let them rot. Throw them into the Yam HaMelech. Even though you're not allowed to kill him, but if that person is in danger, you're not allowed to save him. If an idol worshiper is making a wedding party for a son or daughter, you are not allowed to have enough from that meal. Even if the Jew is bringing his own kosher food, don't go to a wedding of an idol worshiper. It's called umesibas oivdei kechavim acholim. From when can you not eat from him? Not only during the wedding party proper. And 30 days. And furthermore, if that family made another suuda up until a year later, but they're saying they're doing it as an extended celebration, again, not only may I not, I might not even go there with my own kosher food. It's because my pnei oivdei kechavimu. As it says in Parshas Kisisa, b'kara l'cha, and if you are going to go and eat mizivcha, what might end up happening is you might intermarry with them. Halacha tazayin, bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman loy seinik esbena may not nurse a child of an idol worshiper. Mepnei shemegadelas ben lavoides kichavim, v'loy tiyaled es anachris. Don't serve as a midwife lavoides kichavim. But if a woman is giving birth and you're not going to help her out, there's going to be an namasity, then you have to help her out. When it comes to nursing, what did Chazal tell us? Who remembers was Danny, that nursing, a woman can say, I don't want to nurse because I'm going to be Miss Navellas Albayli. So that's why she has a way out. By being a nursemaid, by being a birthing mother, you don't have a way out. A midwife. You can have a idol-worshipping woman to be the midwife. She can also be a nursemaid, as long as it's being done on the property of a yid. We're chayish that idol worshippers are prone to kill us. So if they're giving birth in their property, they might kill you. But if it's an hour to shoes, Why does it have to be in our property? Kedei shaloi sahar geno, for them not to kill us. Now, even though we are allowed to do it, as we learned in the Gemara, that late, that's the real chal of akum, is mekamtein. So it's definitely ideal not to have a Yiddish child nursing from a non-Jewish woman. Ha'alacha yudzayin. Ha'hoilchem letarfus oivad, the people that are going to these places of idol worship. This is not a market. This is like to a religious gathering. People that are going there, on the way going there, asur losis velosis iman. But when they are returning, then you can do business with them. You know when? If they are returning individually. If they're not coming back in a group. If they're coming back in a group, you know what we are afraid? Shema daitum lachzer. They might change their mind and return. Guys, this is a lesson. Avodas Hashem. How many times did it happen? Lahavdil. We went, let's say, to Yerushalayim and HaKodesh. We went to a Rebbe. Went to the Rebbe. And when we're going back, if you are in a group, we should inspire each other. Say, you know what? Let's go one more time. Let's go back. So they get. So they might be going back. Since a Yid Bipinius is so far removed from idol worship, so if he's on the way there, you can do business with him. Because we say that he might not end up going there. On the way back, it's also. Wow. Because now the guy is going to say, you see, I benefited because I went to. He's going to give thanks. Yisrael Mumer, we are machmer on both sides. Bein ba'alicha, bein ba'chazira asur. Final halacha yudches. Yisrael shahalach liyirid shalom eskichab. The Yid is going to a fair put together by idol worshippers. So ba'chazira, asur losis imoy. Why? Shema, aver eskichab amacha lehem shom. That's something else. He might have sold an idol to them. And udmei aver eskichab miyad Yisrael. In other words, he might have had money by selling something he was not allowed to sell. And the money of an idol is also, right? So you can't do business with him because you might end up taking money that was given in exchange of an idol. B'yad avir kichavim is mutarim ba'anah, guys, because the mei avoydazara b'yad nachrim mutarim. The mei avoydazara b'yad nachrim mutarim. But praise therefore, you're not concerned, but the ain't noisim, the noisim Yisrael, boy, metapos, ahu, aloyim Yisrael, mumar, by a yid, here at least to see something positive in a yid, that even though a Yisrael Mumer, we learned right as a din of a goy, no, for this he has a din of a yid. So you're machmer from both sides, chevre to be continued.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.